Effects of open tendering system on procurement process among public secondary schools in Nyeri Central Sub County, Kenya. NGUMI Jackson Kiruki. B211000220124%. 0505. 80 submitted to the school fulfillment of the award of a degree and degree. Dedan Kimathi Uni. Management and Economics in Partial Test of Business Administration of Ology. March 2015. Declaration. This thesis is my original work and has not been presented for examination in any institution or university. Signature. NGUMI Jackson Kiruki. Date. B211000220012. This thesis has been submitted for examination with our recommendation as Dedan Kimathi University of Technology Supervisors. F. Date. EP3J3L/SR. RF plus or minus N34 CMF. FHNT. ITOU4. Signature. Rev. F.R. Professor Donatius Mathanj. Department of Business Administration, Dedan Kimathi University of Technology. MMW'JVV7YV. Signature. Dr. David N. Kiragu. Department of Business Administration, Dedan Kimathi University of Technology. Dedication. I dedicate this research to my wife Panina and my children Roy, Leon and Mark for the understanding, encouragement and support they gave me as I undertook this course. %UVR% Acknowledgement. I thank God Almighty for His love, care and the gift of life. I also wish to thank Dedan Kimathi University of Technology for offering me a chance to further my studies. I acknowledge all my lecturers who have imparted invaluable knowledge to me. I single out Reverend F.R. Professor Donatius Mathanj, Dr. David N. Kiragu and Rev. Anthony Mtilla who guided me in writing this thesis. Lastly, I acknowledge my classmates for the encouragement, assistance and guidance they offered to. Contents. Declaration. Table of Contents. 11. Dedication. Acknowledgement. If. Table of Contents. V. List of Tables. X. List of Figures. X. List of abbreviation and acronyms. KISI. Abstract. KISI. Chapter 1. 1. Introduction. 1.1 Background of the STUC. 1.2 Statement of the Probler. 1.3 General Objective of the Study, March 1, 2001 Specific Objectives. 1.4 Research Questions via. 1.5 Justification of the Study. 1.6 Limitations of the Study. 1.7 Scope of the Study. 1.8 Operational Definition of Terms. Chapter 2 Literature Review. 2.1 Introduction. 2.2 Public Procurement. 8. 2.3 Open Tendering. 9. 2.4 Theoretical Orientation. 10. April 2, 2001 Institutional Theory. 10. April 2, 2002 Agency Theory. 10. April 2, 2003 Socioeconomic Theory. 11. April 2, 2004 Legitimacy Theory. 11. 2.5 Empirical Review. 12. May 2, 2001 Open Tendering System and the Quality of Goods and Services. 12. May 2, 2002 Open Tendering and Cost of Goods and Services. 13. May 2, 2003 Open Tendering and Accountability. 13. V. May 2, 2004 Open Tendering and Suppliers Confidence. 15. 2.6 Conceptual Framework. 16. U4. 2.7 Operational Framework. 17. 2.8 Research Gap. 19. Chapter 3 Degrees Y 20. Research Methodology 20. 3.1 Research Design. 20. 3.2 Location of the Study. 20. 3.3 Population of the Study. 20. 3. 4 Sampling Procedure and Sample Size. 21. 3.5 Data Collection Instruments. 22. 3.6 Reliability of Data Collection Instrument. 23. 3.7 Validity of Data Collection Instrument. 23. 3.8 Data Analysis. 23. V. 3.9 Ethical Consideration. 24. Chapter 4. 26. Data Analysis, Presentation and Interpretation. 26. 4.1 Introduction. 26. 4.2 Response Rate. 26. 4.3 Effect of Quality of Goods and Services on Procurement Process. 27. March 4, 2001 Bivariate Linear Regression of Quality of Goods and Services on Procurement Process. 28. 4.4 Influence of Cost of Goods and Services on Procurement Process. 29. 4.4 Bivariate Linearity Occurs of Goods on Process. 30. 4.5 Effect of Accountability on Procurement Process. 31. May 4, 2001 Bivariate Linear Regression of Accountability on Procurement Process. 32. 4.6 Influence of Suppliers' Confidence on Procurement Process. 33. June 4, 2001 Bivariate Linear Regression of Suppliers' Confidence on Procurement Process. 37. V. 4.7 Effect of Open Tendering on Procurement Process Characteristics. 38. Chapter 5. 41. Summary, Discussion, Conclusions and Recommendations. 41. 5.1 Introduction. 41. 5.2 Summary of the Findings. 41. February 5, 2001 What is the effect of quality of goods and services on procurement processing? Public secondary schools in Yarosab County. 41. February 5, 2002 What is the effect of cost of goods and services on procurement process in public secondary schools in Yarosab County? 42. February 5, 2003 What is the effect of accountability on procurement process in public secondary schools in Yarosab County? 42. February 5, 2004 What is the effect of suppliers' confidence on procurement process in public secondary schools in Yarosab County? 43. 5.3 Discussion. 43. Ushan, 5.4 Conclusion of the study. 44. FAR. 5.5 Recommendation of the study. 45. References. 46. Neatubagslush. Table 3. Table 4. 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 Process. List of tables. 2. The sample distribution. 22. 1. Respondents distribution. 26. 2. Model summary for quality of goods and procurement process. 28. 3. Linear regression coefficients for quality of goods. 28. 4. Model summary for cost of the goods. 31. 5. Linear regression coefficient for cost. 31. 6. Model summary for accountability. 33. 7. Linear regression coefficient for accountability. 33. 8. Percentage of public schools tenders. 34. 9. Supplies to school. 35. 10 sources of tender iron. 36. 11. Model for suppliers. 38. 12. Linear regression coefficient of suppliers' confidence. 38. 13. Model summary for the effect of open tendering on procurement process. 39. 14. Linear regression coefficient of the effect of open tendering on procurement. The effect of 39. List of figures. FGURE 2.1 Conceptual Framework. Figure 2.2 Operational Framework. Figure 4. 1 Quality of Goods. Figure 4. 2 Lowest Bid Acceptability. Figure 4. 3 Justification for Rejection of Lowest Bidder. Figure 4. 4. Figure 4. 5. List of Abbreviation and Acronyms. Free Day Secondary School Education. Public Procurement Oversight Authority. B. Percent. / +0%. Less than 0. Abstract. The study sought to investigate the effects of open tendering on procurement of goods and services by public secondary schools in Nyeri Central Sub-County of Nyeri County in Kenya. The study had four objectives, namely to Analyze the effect of open tendering system on the quality of goods and services procured. Examine the influence of open tendering system on the cost of goods and services procured. Assess the effectiveness of open tendering on the accountability and procurement of goods. Evaluate the influence of open tendering on the suppliers' confidence in the procurement system of public secondary schools in Nyerere Central. The researcher adopted the descriptive survey design. The population of the study consisted of 288 respondents consisting of 112 tendering committee members of the 14 public secondary schools in the sub-county and 176 registered suppliers in the sub-county. From a population of 176 registered suppliers, snowballing was used to draw a sample of 122 suppliers. A census was carried out on the committee members. Data analysis was done using descriptive and inferential statistics. Statistical package for social scientists version 21, SPSS, was used to generate frequencies, percentage and mean to present the measuring parameters of each objective. A regression model was computed to establish the relationship between each independent variable with a dependent variable. Further, a multi-regression model was also computed to establish the relationship between all independent variables with a dependent variable. It was found that open tendering improves the quality of goods and services procured. Open tendering reduces cost of goods and services procured. Open tendering increases process and also open tendering increases suppliers. That though public secondary schools are using OpenET being followed, it therefore follows that accountability in the procurer confidence. The researcher tendering all the laid down introduction of the open tendering quality of goods and services. S. Levy improved accountability or improve the Chapter 1 introduction. 1.1 background of the study. Worldwide public procurement drives the domestic market, accounting for about 9-13% of the gross domestic product of individual countries. In developing countries, public procurement is increasingly recognized as essential in service delivery, Bashaka and Bisengaba 1010, and it accounts for a high proportion of total expenditure. For instance, public procurement accounts for 60% in Kenya, AIC, 2005, 58% in Angola and 70% of Uganda. S. Public spending, WITIC, 1999, Bashaka and Bisengaba Sajak, 2010. A well-managed public procurement can therefore spur economic development and enable our government to meet its developmental obligations and provide essential goods and services such as health, education and infrastructures, Arrowsmith, 1998. /4. Controversy, however, often shrouds public procurement activities, especially in the developing countries where award of government contracts is often used as a conduit to WITIC, 2002. Siphon public funds by individuals, Ntayi et al. WITIC, 2002. The public procurement in Kenya has however evolved significantly over the last decade from an unregulated system in 1960s to treasury-controlled system in 1970s, 1980s and 1990s. Public Procurement and Disposal Act was later introduced in 2005, and further, new standards were introduced by Procurement Regulations of 2006, PPOA, 2006. In the heart of the procurement reforms is the open tendering system. Open tendering, as per the Kenya Gazette Supplement No. 92, 2006, involves invitation of prospective suppliers to compete for an advertised contract where the lowest tenderer in terms of price will be accepted. The lowest bidder should nevertheless be deemed qualified to perform the contract. Reddy and Berger, 1983. The Public Procurement Regulations of 2006, Part 4, states that for each procurement, the procuring entity shall use open tendering or an alternative procurement procedure under Part VIU. National Council for Law Reporting, 2010. p. 20. In spite of this, alternate procurements are subject to written approval by the tendering committees and documented reasons should be provided, Kenanga et al., 2010. The Public Procurement and Disposal Act decentralized procurement activities to various public entities, which include government departments, courts, public schools, colleges and others. Public universities among others. For public secondary schools, the Act has granted teachers and subordinate staff the Control the tendering and procurement process by setting up tendering committees. E. The whole process of procurement. This is a 4C slash departure from the previous process. Procurement was solely performed by principals. This procurement system for secondary schools is particularly useful with introduction of free day secondary education, FDSE. FDSE have resulted in a surge of students seeking after secondary education. As such, enrollment has risen from 860,000 students in 2003 to over 1 million in 2006, Anedvu et al., 2008. In addition, the number of secondary schools has also increased from a total of 6,566 in 2008 to 7,308 in 2010, and the existing ones have undergone expansion, IBID. To cater for the expansion of these secondary schools, enormous amount of public funds is being used to procure necessary goods and services. 2. To ensure the schools obtain quality goods and services in a timely manner, the tendering committee is supposed to use open tendering system. This requires that the school should, among other things, advertise the tender. The advert should provide the name and address of the procuring entity, indicate where to obtain and submit the tenders. The advert should provide enough information to allow fair competition among the participants. National Council for Law Reporting, 2010. A study by Kenyanya et al. 2011 observes that although the Act has strengthened the public procurement system in secondary schools, weaknesses still exist in practice. Cease on. Mutahi, 2003, further explains that transparency and accountability in the management of expenditure in secondary schools remains elusive due to inadequate enforcement. It is clear a. that the procurement functioning in secondary schools needs to be developed further and initial objectives. These objectives include efficiency, promoting competition and ensuring considerable effort put into defining strategies on how to make open tendering achieve its elude efficiency, promote that competitors are treated fairly while promoting integrity, transparency, accountability and increase public confidence in the procurement procedures. National Council for Law Reporting, 2010. In Nyerere Central Sub-County there are 14 public secondary schools. According to the SECO Ministry of Education, 2012, 11 of the 14 schools have been undertaking various projects including construction of classrooms, administration blocks and equipping laboratories and have been using open tendering as a default procurement process. The Ministry Audit Report of 2013 indicated that in total the 11 schools undertook 200 procurements between 2011 and 2012. About 90% of the procurements were open tendering while 10% were quotations, Ministry of Education 2013. Further, a familiarization visit by the researcher revealed that 9 secondary schools in the sub-county have stalled projects, some immediately after commencement while others were nearing completion. As a result, some facilities remain unutilized due to non-completion. The major reason for non-completion of the projects, according to the Ministry of Education, is procurement of poor building materials. The projects is non-payment to the suppliers, the lengthy procurement procedure and lack of honesty among the suppliers. 1.2 Statement of the procuring entities such as Pell. Entry schools are supposed to use open tendering as the main method of procuring. Efficiency, fairness among suppliers, transparency, and accountability. However, T1 has inherent weaknesses prone to abuse by procuring entities and therefore the schools fails to achieve the intended benefits. For example, a tender may be as required but eligibility rules manipulated to fit a given supplier and exclusion errors. In Nyerere Central Sub-County though most public secondary schools using open tendering to procure goods and services they have stalled projects, some immediately after Kemeny NTU while others. 4. 1.3 General objective of the study. To investigate the effectiveness of open tendering system on procurement process in public secondary schools in Kenya. March 1, 2001 Specific objectives. I. To analyze the effect of the quality of goods and services on the procurement process in public secondary schools in Nyerere Central Sub-County. I. To examine the influence of the cost of goods and services in procurement Process in public secondary schools in Yarra Central Sub-County. A. To assess the effect of accountability and procurement process in public secondary schools in Yarra Central Sub-County. S. Reassent. TX. If. To evaluate the influence of suppliers. Confidence on the procurement processing. Public secondary schools in Yarra Central Sub-County. 1. In year of open tendering. S and Services, ECA, V. To assess the combined influence of open tendering characteristics, that is, quality of goods and services, costs of goods and services, accountability and suppliers' confidence on procurement process in public secondary schools in Yarra Central Sub-County. 1.4 Research questions. I. What effect does the quality of goods and services have on the procurement process of public secondary schools in Yarra Central Sub-County? I. What influence does the cost of goods and services have on the procurement process of public secondary schools in Yarra Central Sub-County? 5. I. What effect does accountability have on the procurement process of public secondary schools in Yarra Central Sub-County? If. What influence does suppliers' confidence have on procurement process of public secondary schools in Yarra Central Sub-County? V. What is the influence of open tendering characteristics, that is, quality of goods and procurement in public secondary schools in your county? Vices, costs of goods and services, accountability and suppliers' confidence on. 4. A. The study. 4LU4. Ritty Kelsey. 1.5 Justification of I. This study is timely and critical since it revealed the factors that significantly affect the A. V. Implementation of the regulations of especially the open tendering system. The information will not only fill the existing research gap on the implementation of procurement regulations, but equip formulators of policies and regulations on procurement process with information on areas that requires changes or enhancement. The school's managements will be able to identify the weak points of open tendering systems and strengthen them to avoid loss of public funds. The procurement oversight body will also benefit from the findings by gaining an insight into the implementation level of open tendering by public secondary schools and invent more effective enforcement mechanism. 1.6 Limitations of the study. Information on procurement is sensitive due to potential damage on the integrity of individuals and institutions that do not comply with the required regulations. Like in any 6. Other sensitive topics, in some instances the participants tended to over-report on the compliance with open tendering system of procurement, which therefore tended to give biased information on its effects on procurement process. 1.7 Scope of the study. The study covered the effects of open tendering on the procurement of goods and services by public secondary schools. The study was confined within Yarra Central Sub-County. 1.8 Operational definition of terms. W/JL. Open tendering, invitation to prospective suppliers to compete for an advertised contact. Percent. Procurement, process of purchasing goods and services. 7. Chapter 2 Literature Review. 2.1 Introduction. This chapter provides a review of both theoretical and empirical literature concerning public procurement process. A review of public procurement reforms and its impact as presented by existing literature is also presented. Relevant theories on open tendering and possible factors that may affect its implementation was be analyzed as presented and the research gap at the end of the chapter. 2.2 Public Procurement. Modem economic theories of procurement use mechanism designed to model the procurement problem as characterized by information asymmetry and moral hazard, Liefant and Tyrol. 1993. This means that the seller has information about production costs that the buyer does not have. The buyer screens the seller by offering a menu of contracts from which the seller selects a particular contract, thus revealing his private information. Procurement can also. The relationship between parties involved in procurement can also be explained by the agency theory. It can be viewed as involving at least two parties with different goals, a buyer and one or more suppliers competing for the contract. However, in addition to the agency relationship between buyer and competing supplier, there may be a number of internal stakeholders possibly with conflicting goals, adding complexity to the procurement process. These groups of internal stakeholders may include staff, procurement personnel, line managers, financial officers, and cost controllers. These may have conflicting interests even. Though there may not be an agency relationship between them, Jones, 1995, Hill and Jones, 1992. 2.3 Open tendering. A number of methods are specified in the public procurement laws and regulations. These are open tendering, restricted tendering, quotations and proposals, direct procurement / single source procurement, Utliambo and Karma, 2003. In the heart of the procurement law. Reforms as the open tendering system. Asian Development Bank, 2006, observes that open tendering is the method of choice in many countries accounting for the largest share of goods and services procured. Though other procurement methods such as restricted tendering and request for proposals are provided for, they entail risks of abuse and corruption. Asian / Registered X. Development Bank, 2006. Open tendering as per the Kenya Gazette Supplement No. 92, 2006, involves invitation of prospective suppliers to compete for an advertised contract where the lowest tender in terms of price will be accepted. However, the lowest bidder should be deemed qualified to K.I.Z.I. perform the contract, Jack Reddy and A. Berger, 1983. The Public Procurement Regulations Act of 2006, Part 4, states that for each procurement, the procuring entity shall use open tendering or an alternative procurement procedure under Part VIU. National Council for Law Reporting, 2010. p. 20. However, such alternate procurements are subject to written approval by the tendering committees and documented reasons should be provided, Kenanga et al., 2010. According Part 6 of the Act, the tendering entity should among other things advertise the tender providing the name and address of the procuring entity, indicate where to obtain and submit the tender documents and enough information to allow for fair competition among the participants, National Council for Law Reporting, 2010. 2.4 Theoretical Orientation. April 2, 2001 Institutional Theory. Institutional theory can be used to explain the effect of open tendering on the procurement of goods and services. Obanda, 2010, observes that institutional theory is normally used to examine public procurement from varying perspective. Theoretically, institutions are composed of cultural, cognitive and regulative elements that together with associated activities and resources give meaning to life, Scott, 2004. Scott, 2004, further explains that the mainstays of any institutions are regulatory, normative and cultural, cognitive. Regulatory refers to rules and laws and the enforcing mechanism. The normative elements included norms and values, while cultural cognitive are the shared beliefs and understanding. UUKS. In the context of the study, the procurement process of the public secondary schools are governed by public procurement regulations. Universities, colleges, primary and secondary schools are recognized as procurement entities, Utliambo and Karma, 2003. April 2, 2002 Agency Theory. Similarly, the principal agent theory is also relevant to the study. The theory is based on the relationship between the principal and the agents, where the principal influences performance of some task by the agent in favor of the principal, Health and Norman, 2004. In the context of this study, the procurement committees are the agent and the principal is the school. 10. Management. Owing to the influence of the school management, resulting from power of appointment, the school procurement committees are pressured to compromise open tendering regulations in favor of entities affiliated with school managers. April 2, 2003 Socioeconomic Theory. Stinnan and Kuhlprin, 1999, propounded the socioeconomic theory of compliance by integrating RMME theory with theories from psychology and sociology to account for moral obligation and social influence as determinants of individuals' decisions on compliance. Lisa, 2010, also adds that psychological perspectives provide a basis for the success or failure of organizational compliance. April 2, 2004 Legitimacy Theory. According to Wilms Heston Frost, 2000, the legitimacy theory postulates that the organization is responsible to disseise its practices to the stakeholders, especially to the public, and justifies its existence within the boundaries of society. This theory, which focuses on the boundaries of degrees on an organization, on the relationship and interaction between an organization and the society, provides a Ivan Montbrock, Rem. Sufficient and superior lens for understanding government procurement system. From this theory, the perceived legitimacy of public procurement rules has been identified as one of the antecedents of public procurement compliance behavior, Myron Rowan, 1977. 11. 2.5 Empirical Review. May 2, 2001 Open Tendering System and the Quality of Goods and Services. Open tendering allows the procuring entity to invite a variety of suppliers and select those who can offer quality goods and services at the lowest price. However, an open tendering system, which can provide more transparent procedures and has better objectivity with little room for the FRDERI on G part I's discretion, also has some disadvantages, but here Ambo and Karma study one. Tendering, and as a result, it can be difficult to maintain a high quality level of tendering parties. The study revealed that builders with lower tender prices perform poor quality work. A 7x. Or additional charges for design changes might be charged to the procurer too frequently. 2003. A study by Kanemoyo and Kitakura, 1999, in the procurement of building services in Japan revealed that it is difficult to prevent low quality and disqualified builder from suit. It can be held that builder in design changes might. Lesrids, 2011, also argues that open tendering requires an increased amount of evaluation work by the ordering party, especially when a large number of suppliers submit bids. Unless proper scrutiny of suppliers takes place, the organization can end up into the following situations: purchases made from unethical suppliers, poor chases of substandard goods, purchases from suppliers who have poor track record. In public secondary schools, the question whether the procuring system's use enables them to get value for the money is a matter of concern. While several studies, Onsongo, Akioga, Oshino and Mongai, 2012, have looked into the effects of procurement on financial management in secondary schools and the challenges. 12. Faced in implementation of open tendering, the effects of open tendering specifically on the quality of goods and services have not received any attention. May 2, 2002 Open Tendering and Cost of Goods and Services. One of the basic rules of procurement is that in the end, it is important to think in terms of the total cost of goods and services. This includes not only the purchase price, but also time and resources that are expended in the pursuit of the ownership of goods and services. By understanding the steps involved in procurement, it is possible to get a better understanding involved of the real cost involved in attaining any good or service, Bailey et al., 2004. Many public procurement activities suffer from neglect, lack of direction, poor coordination, lack of open competition and transparency, differing levels of corruption, and most importantly, not having a cadre of trained and qualified procurement specialists who are competent to conduct and manage such procurements in a professional, timely and cost-effective manner. Inflexible and bureaucratic systems of procurement cause to unacceptable contract delays and integrated procurement reforms in their systems, the study conducted by IAPA, 2007. Increased costs. While Mutahi, 2003, noted that little was known about the extent to which many schools had underscored the inadequacy of literature and documentation on weaknesses in the expenditure management in public secondary schools, especially cost management. May 2, 2003 Open Tendering and Accountability. According to Tai, 2001, the basic principles of good procurement practice include accountability. This is where effective mechanisms must be in place in order to enable. 13. Procuring entities spend the limited resources carefully, knowing clearly that they are accountable to members of the public. Accountability shows how the public interest has been protected in the expenditure of public funds. Maintaining integrity in public procurement is one of the most important pillars of modern national procurement systems, Barrett, 2000. The accountability of procurement officials is not only important from a public or administrative law perspective, but also has economic implications. Bringerhoff, 2004, identifies three key components of accountability, including the measurement of goals and results, the justification or explanation of those results to internal or external monitors, and punishment or sanctions for non-performance or court behavior. Strategies to help increase accountability include information systems which measure how inputs are used to produce outputs and watchdog organizations to demand explanation of results, performance incentives to reward good performance, and sanctions for poor performance, Vian and Collins 2006. Secondary schools in Kenya are bound by the Procurement Act to be accountable in their procurement activities. However, according to Transparency International, 2007, single sourcing of goods, services and works remains a common practice among some schools, while in others, school heads collude with their boards and political leaders to subvert procurement and tendering procedures. As such, it is not clear about the extent to which the new procurement regulations have taken root in public secondary, especially on the accountability of the procurement activities. 14. May 2, 2004 Open Tendering and Suppliers' Confidence. The private sector is mainly the supplier of goods and services to the government institutions, thus their confidence in public procurement's process is critical. Their confidence can be affected by unfamiliar regulations, unfavorable conditions set for participation among others. For example, Public Procurement Oversight Authority, 2007, reveals that due limited private sector training supply remains a major constraint to the unfolding of the procurement market potential, as RMI private bidders lack adequate procurement knowledge to take part in procurement. P. 20. Further, some contracts require huge financial resources, but small and medium enterprises face difficulties in obtaining credit, a situation that is worsened by delays in payment of contracts. PPAA, 2007. Asian Development Bank, 2003, observes that unreasonable restrictions on tendering for 1K, 2003, OBSFs. E. Reliance R. Public contracts, such as eligibility requirements or certification, restrict bidders from rendering the rest participating. P. 18. Apparently the restrictions are supposed to protect local suppliers while barring fraudulent and incompetent suppliers. However, the current thresholds are prohibitive and only a small number of firms can qualify or bid for government contracts, PPAA, 2007. For instance, according to the Register of Approved Building Contractors, 2007, only 4.7% of contractors on the register are in Category A and eligible to bid for U.S. large-scale government buildings. The restrictions not only limit competition but breeds corruption. Deliberate failure of tendering, where there is an adequate response from bidders, results in justification for use of direct contracting, limiting the number of participants. Asian. 15. Development Bank, 2003. Manipulation of rules through inadequate disclosure of tender information or unrealistic requirements is another factor that can result to tender failure. PPAA, 2007, complains about limited access to procurement information. Given the importance of public access to relevant procurement information in developing a credible system. 2.6 Conceptual Framework. UFU. The conceptual framework shows the relationship between the independent and dependent variable. Based on the theory and literature review, it is clear that open tendering has an effect on cost and quality of goods and services procured. Open tendering also brings about accountability and supplier's confidence in the procurement process. %% plus 0%. 16. Quality of goods and services in open tendering system. Cost of goods and services in open tendering system. Accountability practices in the open tendering system. Suppliers. Confidence in open tendering system. Independent variables. Figure 2.1 Conceptual Framework. 2.7 Operational Framework. 05. Procurement Process. Dependent Variable. C/ The Operational Framework provides the measuring parameters of each of the independent variables. Figure 2 presents the measuring parameters of quality practices in open tendering, costing and pricing practices in open tendering, accountability practices in the open tendering and supplier's confidence in open tendering process. 17. Submission of samples. Inspection of goods received. Testing of goods received. Attract suppliers through bidding system. Ranking of tenders by price. Awarding of tenders by price. Vitni of tendering committee. Quality of goods and services in open tendering system. Cost of goods and services in open tendering system. Advertisement of tenders. Tender evaluation process. Criteria of awarding tenders. Accountability practices in the open tendering system. U. Means of suppliers acquiring tender information. NAI. Suppliers. Awareness of open tendering practices. Establishment of appeal systems. Suppliers. Confidence in open tendering system. Procurement process. Measuring parameters in dependent variables. Dependent variable. Figure 2.2 operational framework. 18. 2.8 research gap. Study carried out after the introduction of the Procurement and Disposal Act, 2007. Reveals that open tendering is not yet fully embraced by many public institution. Mutaki, 2003, found out that little is known about the extent to which many schools had embraced and integrated procurement reforms in their systems. Though empirical studies brought out this fact, none has investigated how open tendering, in whichever stage and form it's being practiced, f the procurement process in public institutions, especially secondary schools. X. Percent. 19. Chapter 3 Research Methodology. 3.1 Research Design. Descriptive survey research design was used. This choice of the design was guided by the fact that descriptive design enabled an in-depth study of the relevant variables in order to establish existing conditions in the school's procurement systems. Erita, 2009. Studies. NXE. / the study. That are concerned with what people think and what they do can utilize this research design. 3.2 Location of T. I. LTUI Occupy. Nyerere Central Sub-County occupies a total of 183.10 square kilometers with a population of 119,273 as at 2010 according to the 2009 Kenya Population and Housing Census. The sub-county has a total number of 49 public secondary schools according to Kenya Open Data, 2007. The sub-county is subdivided into two educational zones, namely Municipality South and Municipality North. Municipality South hosts 10 public secondary schools, while Y. The Municipality North hosts 4. Huge 8%. 3.3 Population of the study. Micro. The population of the study was the tendering committee members of the 14 public secondary schools in the sub-county and the registered suppliers in the sub-county. There were 8 members of the tendering committee in each public secondary school. Therefore there were 112 tendering committee members in the sub-county. On the other hand, there were 176 registered suppliers in the sub-county according to the Nyerere County Tendering 20 Committee. In total, therefore, the population of the study was 288 individuals, consisting of 112 tendering committee members and 176 suppliers. 3. For sampling procedure and sample size. Sampling is the process of selecting a number of individuals for a study in such a way that the individuals selected represent the large group from which they were selected. Mutlender and Mutlender, 1999. The study conducted a census of the committee members in all the 14 public secondary schools in the sub-county. Thus 112 committee members participated in the study. The study. To determine the sample size T, for target known population, N, the study adopted the formula of Israel, 1992, as shown in the equation below. N. Plus or minus 1 plus, 02. Where. N equals optimum sample size, N equals number of individuals to be interviewed, E equals is the level of precision at 95% confidence level. 176. Plus or minus equals 122. 1 plus 176, 0.05 U4. Oi. 21. The sample size was therefore 234 individuals and distributed as shown in Table 3.1. In this case, the procurement committee members provided information on how the secondary schools comply with the procurement, while the suppliers provided information on the transparency of the open tendering system as used by public secondary schools. Table 3.1, the sample distribution. Population sample size. Committee members 112, 112. Suppliers 122. Total 289, 234. 3.5 data collection ins. Percent. You registered tramants. Questionnaire was used to collect data in this study. Questionnaire was preferred for its hot of data collect. Suitability to this study as a method of data collection because it allows the researcher to GV/I reach a large sample within limited time and ensures confidentiality of the information given. I ensure S confide a questionnaire 1. By the respondents. The self-administered questionnaire first close-ended and open. Ended questions. The committee member. S questionnaire heg / 3 sections. Section 1 inquired how the open tendering helped public secondary schools manage cost of goods and OX services. Section 2 dealt with accountability of the process, while Section 3 dealt on the effect of open tendering on the quality of goods and services. The suppliers. Questionnaire inquired on the suppliers' confidence of the procurement process of public secondary school. The data collection tool is presented in Appendix I-22. 3.6 Reliability of Data Collection Instrument. Mucklender and Mucklender, 2003, define reliability as a measure of the degree to which a research instrument yields consistent results or data after repeated trial. In this study, split-half technique of reliability testing was employed, where a number of questionnaires were divided into two equivalent halves and then distributed to two groups of respondents during a pilot study. A Spearman correlation coefficient of 0.9 was achieved, an indication that the degree to which the two halves provided similar tests. Based on this score, the data collection IT the TW instrument was deemed to have adequate internal consistency. According to Erica, 2009, a minimum correlation coefficient of 0.8 is recommended to indicate that an instrument is reliable. / 3.7 Validity of Data Collection Instrument. U and U. Election Instrument. Validity is defined as the accuracy and meaningfulness of inferences, which are based on the research results, Mucklender and Mucklender, 2000. In other words, validity is the degree to which results obtained from the analysis of the data actually represents the phenomena under study. According to Bock and Gall, 1989, validity is the degree to which our test measures what it purports to measure and can be improved through expert judgment. The researcher sought the assistance of supervisors whose experts in research help to improve content validity of the instrument. 3.8 Data Analysis. According to Mucklender and Mucklender, 2000, data analysis is the process of bringing order, structure and meaning to the mass of information collected. Data analysis was done using 23. Statistical Package for Social Scientists, SPSS, version 21. Quantitative data was analyzed using descriptive statistical methods to generate frequencies, percentage and central tendency measures. The mean score was computed for all the elements of costing, accountability, suppliers, confidence and quality of goods and services. Graphs were used to compare the mean score of each element of the objectives to establish which among them was commonly practiced by the schools. Pie charts were also used to compare percentages. After the descriptive statistics, the study generated a multiple linear regression model to show the relationship between the independent variables, quality procedure, costing procedure, accountability and suppliers, confidence, and dependent variable, effectiveness of V. L. Procurement. The model was is in form of UD equals U plus R, UE plus URU 2 plus URU 3 plus R 4 of 4, where VG micro Y equals effectiveness of procurement process of goods and services. EG equals constant. QC equals quality of goods and services. O equals costing of goods and services. U equals accountability of the procurement process. X4 equals suppliers' confidence on the procurement process. 3.9 Ethical consideration. Much of the information provided by respondents was sensitive due to the fact that it was outlining the participating public secondary schools' compliance to public procurement acts. For this reason, the confidentiality of information collected during the study was of fundamental importance. A number of mechanisms were used to protect the confidentiality. 24. Of the information collected, including, no names of the participants were written and ensured the participants were aware of the nature of study and information required to enable them make informed decision on whether to participate or not. %UVO% 25. Chapter 4 Data Analysis, Presentation and Interpretation. 4.1 Introduction. This chapter presents the findings of the study. The findings are presented for each objective of the study. The study objectives were to assess the effects of open tendering system on the quality of goods and services procured by public secondary schools in Nyeri County. Analyze the role of open tendering system on the cost of goods and services procured by public C. secondary schools by secondary schools in Nyeri County. Establish the effect of open tendering on the accountability and procurement of goods and services by public in Nyeri. T of open ten. 4.2 response rate. VKO. The study had about 57% response rate, which consisted of 57 committee members and 76 county. Assess the effect of open tendering on the suppliers' confidence in the procurement. Suppliers are shown in Table 4.1. Table 4.1 respondents distribution. Sample size percent. Committee members 57, 43. Suppliers 76, 57. Total 133, 100. 26. 4.3 effect of quality of goods and services on procurement process. The first objective of the study was to examine the influence of open tendering system on the quality of goods and services in the procurement process of public secondary. The effect of open tendering on the quality of goods and services in the procurement process was measured in terms of the practices used by schools to ensure the quality of goods procured conforms to the requirement. Figure 4.1 presents the results, which show that schools ensure they have a procedures of equipments bought by the schools. This was the commonly used HOS of ensuring quality of goods by secondary school and had the highest mean score. Ugh. Respondent also indicated that goods and services are supplied as per the specifications as UGTTER of award. All accessories and spare parts are provided. X. The least performed prelate ensuring quality and quantity are correct. VTI. Degrees on fourth. Goods received school ensures school ensures school ensures items supplied school ensures schools verified again is it correct correct quality goods received as per samples accessories and ensures purchase order quantity is received is per the letter provided parts provided manual of received of award procedures in case of equipment. Figure 4.1 quality of goods. 27. March 4, 2001 bivariate linear regression of quality of goods and services on procurement process. The mean score of the quality of goods items were regressed on the procurement process. The results were represented in model summary in table 4.2 is generated. The table show R2 equals 0.860. Further, the regression coefficient as represented in table 4.3 shows a value of 0.301 and significance level of 0.000. The statistics indicate that there was a relationship between open tendering and quality of goods in the procurement process in the secondary schools, MLIDS the date, NTED for BIEP. 4. Further, it implies that 86% of the variation of the quality of goods in the procurement processes are accounted for by open tendering. Table 4. 2 Model Summary for Quality of Goods and Procurement Process. MEN. U. Model R square adjusted R square STD. Error of the estimate. 1.927.860.859.929. Table 4. 3 Linear regression coefficients for quality of goods. JB. Model unstandardized standardized TC. Coefficients coefficient. Pounds STD error beta. constant 1.961.237.8.2850.00. Quality of goods and 0.301.011.927.26.203. Services 0.00.028. 4.4 Influence of cost of goods and services on procurement process. The second objective of the study was to analyze the effect of open tendering on the cost of goods and services in the procurement process of public secondary school. The committee members were supposed to indicate whether they always accept the lowest bidder in the procurement process. Figure 4.2 present the results where 20% of the respondents indicated CCEPET the lowest bidder while 80% of the respondents indicated that Figure 4.2 lowest bidder acceptability. Further, the study sought to investigate whether there is any justification provided for rejecting the lowest bidder. Figure 4.3, 27% of the respondent indicated that they always provide justification while 73% do not provide justification. It follows therefore that while lowest bidder, yes, 20%, 29, the schools procure goods and services from the cheapest suppliers, they do not always provide any justification for not accepting the lowest bidder. Yes, 27%, no, 73%. Figure 4.3 justification for reg. T bidder. Ejection flesi st of goods on PRC. April 4, 2001 by variate linear regression FCO of USA and procurement process. When the mean score of the cost items were regressed on the procurement process, the model summary as represented in table 4.4 was generated. The tables show R2 equals 0.87. Further, the regression coefficient as represented in table 4.5 shows a value of 0.369 and significance level of 0.000. The statistic shows that there was a relationship between open tendering and cost of goods procured by secondary schools. Further, it implies 87% of variation of cost of good in procurement process is accounted for by open tendering. 30. Table 4.4. Model summary for cost of the goods. Model R square STD error adjusted R square estimate of the 1,935,874,873,881 a predictors constant cost of goods. Table 4.5 linear regression coefficient for cost. Model unstandardized standardized coefficients coefficient T sig constant cost of goods 0.368 $4 beta 213,935,27.81,831,000 4.5 effective accountability on procurement process. The third objective of the study was to assess the effect of open tendering system on the accountability in the procurement process of public secondary schools in Yarisab County. The school's committee members were required to indicate whether they undertake procedures to ensure accountability. Figure 4.4 present the results which shows that market survey was those one of the accountability procedure undertaken by most schools. Market survey had mean score of 1.7. The second most carried out procedure was formation of a panel to evaluate suppliers with a mean score of 1.5. The least accountability procedure carried out by schools was documenting the evaluations. These findings reveal, therefore, that schools mostly use market survey to update the members of the tendering committee on the prevailing prices so that they make informed decisions. 31. Suppliers. Prices. Figure 4. 4 accountability responses. / OA. May 4, 2001 bivariate linear regression of accountability on procurement process. The mean score of the accountability items were regressed on the procurement process. The model summary as represented in table 4.6 was generated. The tables show R2 equals 0.792. Shows, further, the regression coefficient as represented in table 4.7. Value of 0.242 and significance level of 0.000. The statistics indicate that there was a relationship between open tendering and accountability of secondary schools. Further, it implies that 79% of the Variation of the accountability in the procurement process is accounted for by open tendering. 32. Table 4. 6. Model summary for accountability. Model. R. R square. STD. Error of the adjusted R square estimate. 1. 890. 792. 790. 1.131. A predictors, constant, accountability. Table 4. 7. L. V slash. In the regression coefficient for accountability. Model. Unstandardized. Coefficients. Standardized coefficient T. Sig. Constant. Accountability. 2684. STD error. 214. 012. Beta. 890. 10.082. 0.831. 20. 52. 0.000. X. 4.6 influence of suppliers' confidence on procurement. The fourth objective was to evaluate the influence confidence in the procurement process of public. T process. Erring system on the suppliers. Error of open tent. SNDL. In Nyera Central Sub. Hepdar. County. Table 4.8 presents the results which indicate that 20% of the participating suppliers indicated that tenders of public secondary constitutes less than 10% of their business volume, while 17% indicated that school tenders account for 11,120% of their business. However, none of the participant indicated school tenders constitute more than 95%. This implies that school tenders constitutes up to 40% of business to 50% of the respondent, as shown in Table 4.8. These findings reveal that the school suppliers have reasonable experience in supplies. 33. Required by the schools and can easily source goods and services as per the specification required. Table 4. 2. Percentage of public schools tenders. Percentage of public school tenders. Frequency. Percent. Less than 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 30, 31 to 40, 41 to 50, 51 to 60, 61 to 70, 71 to 80, 81 to 90, 91 to 95, more than 95 total. Backslash. Percent. Backslash. The suppliers participating in the study in stationeries, foodstuffs, laboratory chemicals are NEC 30% of the suppliers supply foodstuffs, 28% sup. 15. 13. 10. 7. 8. 3. 9. 4. 2. 5. 0. 76. 20. 17. 13. 9. 11. 4. 12. 5. 3. 7. 0. 100. Supply building materials, books, NT. As shown in the table 4.9, JBS. Ply books, ENS, DSTAT. Lineries, 24% supplies. Eat aerials. Laboratory chemicals and equipment and 18% supplies building materials. This implies that. LU4. Secondary schools do business with suppliers mostly for foodstuff, books and stationeries. 34. Table 4. 3. Supplies to school. Supplies to schools frequency percentage, percent. Building materials 14, 18. Books and stationeries 21, 28. Foodstuffs 23, 30. Laboratory chemicals and equipments 18, 24. Total 76, 100. Supplying. The spool is. Air confidence was measured by how suppliers come to learn about the air contier. Information about secondary schools. Tenders. As presented in Table 4.10, 32% of the suppliers indicated e learn about secondary school teachers through local newspaper. However, the most important source of information was other publicly available tender sources such as the Ministry of Education. Such information is normally available on the Ministry of Edkity. Book or P.S. Ministry. Igment with second AI. Versus NI. Notice boards within the premises of the Ministry of Education. The least source of information was through engagement with secondary procurement committees where only 8% of the respondents indicated the committee's members as the source of information for /r/ secondary schools tenders. The findings therefore reveal that information of secondary schools tenders are fairly publicly available, thus reducing chances of corruption, which in turn boosts the supplier's confidence. Arnes, U. 35. Table 4. 4 sources of tender information. Sources of tender information frequency percentage, percent. Through local newspapers 24, 32. Through other publicly available tender sources, for instance Ministry of Education, 34, 45. Through network of other suppliers 12, 16. Through direct engagement with secondary procurement committees 6, 8. Total 076, 100. The SPL else carrier feedance was also measured by the ease with which information on tenders is user-I friendly. Suppliers were asked whether the tender information provided by the target secondary schools target specific suppliers or brands. Further, the respondents were to indicate whether the tender information contains enough detail in terms of technical specifications to enable suppliers provide required goods and services. According to the V.A. findings, suppliers indicated that there was no enough provision of enough technical specification that may allow them to provide required goods and services. This particular item had the highest mean score of 2.5. However, the respondents indicated that tenders were not necessarily in favor of a certain brand. This petty bull I had a mean score of 2.1. Further, the suppliers indicated some of the tenders were in favor of specific suppliers, as shown in figure 4.5. The findings therefore reveals that the suppliers' confidence to the procurement process was mostly affected by the technical information provided by the schools. Lack of enough information makes it difficult for the suppliers to source and provide the required goods and services. 36. Tender written. Not enough. Tender refer. Figure 4. 1 tender information. June 4, 2001 bivariate linear regression of SPL. The mean score of the supplier confidence mode. LIDS confidence on procurement process. Items were regressed on the procurement process. The results were represented in model summary in table 4.11 was generated. The tables show R2 equals 0.920. Further, the regression coefficient represented in table 4.12 shows a value of 0.368 and significance level of 0.000. The statistics indicate that there was a relationship between open tendering suppliers' confidence in the procurement process in the secondary schools. Further, it implies that 92% of the variation of suppliers' confidence in the procurement process is accounted for by open tendering. 37. Table 4. 5 model for suppliers. STD. Error of E. Model. R. R square. Adjusted R square estimate. 1. 956.920.919.700. Table 4. 6 linear regression coefficient of suppliers' confidence. Model unstandardized coefficients. Standardized coefficient TCG. Constant, suppliers' confidence. S1 STD error 0.205 beta 0.959 3.711 35.939 0.000 0.000 4.7 effect of open tendering on procurement IU. Process characteristics. In order to assess the combined effect of open tendering characteristics on procurement process, the weighted scores of the study independent variables were regressed on the weighted scores of procurement process and a multiple linear regression model was generated. The results of the regressi N are presented in table 4.13. The result shows that value of the regression model was lower than those of value when each of the variables is considered singly. The regression model summary is presented in table 4.13. The model shows that 95.7% of effectiveness of the procurement process was accounted for jointly by the quality of goods and services practices used by secondary schools, costing practices, accountability practices and suppliers' confidence. 38. Table 4. 7 model summary for the effect of open tendering on procurement process. Model R square adjusted R square STD error of the estimate R square change F change DFL DF2 sig F change. 1.978.957.957.523.957.601.822.4.109.000. The model shows that quality of goods practices, cost F goods practices, suppliers, confidence and accountability practices were important factors of the open tendering that influenced the effectiveness of the procurement process. The model had significance value of 0.00, which indicates that these are important practices as far as effectiveness of the procurement process is concerned. As shown in the table 5.4, accountability had the highest value of 0.177, which implies that ensuring the practices that brings about accountability the most important factor as far as effectiveness of the procurement process is concerned. Ensuring the quality of goods and services practices had a value of 0.036 and had the least influence on the effectiveness of procurement in secondary schools. Quality of goods and services had a value of 0.086, cost of goods had value of 0.086. Table 4.8 linear regression coefficient of the effect of open tendering on procurement process. Model unstandardized coefficient standardized coefficient EU4 sig. Pounds STD error beta. Constant, 0.447.176, 3.101.002. Quality of goods 0.086.02 3.217 3.777.000. Cost of goods 0.036.013 3.132 2.685.008. Accountability 0.067.019.207 3.524.001. Suppliers confidence 0.177.02 3.462 7.760.000. 39. Thus the Stadio-S model was as follows. Y equals 0.447 plus 0.086 KISI plus 0.036 X2 plus 0.067 X3 plus 0.177 X4 plus 0.176. Where 0.447 represent the value of the procurement process which is practiced by secondary schools without considering open tendering. Y equals the F procurement process. KISI equals QA ND services. Y equals the KISI equals QA. X4 equals suppliers confide. X2 equals cost of goods AM. U equals accountability. 40. Chapter 5. Summary, discussion, conclusions and recommendations. 5.1 Introduction. This chapter provides the summary of the findings as discussed in Chapter 4. It was also draw conclusions based on the findings as per the objectives of the study. The objectives of the study were to analyze the effectiveness of open tendering on the quality of goods and services procured by public secondary schools in Yarra Central Sub-County. Examine the influence of open tendering system on the cost of goods and services procured by public secondary schools by secondary schools. Assess the effectiveness of open tendering in ensures accountability in procurement of goods and services by public secondary schools. V. Evaluate the suppliers. Confidence in the open tendering procurement system used by of public secondary schools. 5.2 Summary of the findings. Eds and services on February 5, 2001. What is the effect of quality of goods and services on procurement process in public secondary schools in Yarra Sub-County? To assess the effect of quality of goods and services on procurement process, the respondents were required to indicate the procedures used to determine quality of goods and services on the procurement process. Schools ensure they have manual of procedures of equipments bought by the schools. This was the commonly used method of ensuring quality of goods by secondary school. The respondent also indicated that goods and services are supplied as per 41. The specifications as per letter of award. All accessories and spare parts are provided. The least performed procedure was always ensuring quality and quantity are correct. February 5, 2002. What is the effect of cost of goods and survives on procurement process in public secondary schools in Yarra County? To assess the effect of the cost of goods and services on procurement process, the respondents were required to indicate the procedures used to determine the cost of goods and services. The findings of this study showed that there is a statistical significance of cost of goods and services on procurement process in public schools in Yerrick County. Schools pick on the Setted the SCNOOIS NAVE. February 5, 2003. What is the effect of accountability on procurement process in public secondary schools in Yerrick County? QFEV. To assess the effect of accountability on procurement process, the respondents were required degrees to indicate the procedures used to determine accountability on the procurement process. Market survey was those one of the accountability procedure undertaken by most schools. The VV second most carried out procedure was formation of a panel to evaluate suppliers. The least accountability procedure carried out by schools was documenting THUTINs. These findings reveal, therefore, that schools mostly use market survey to update the members of the tendering committee on the prevailing prices so that they make informed decisions. Lowest bidder as means of controlling the cost of the goods and services procured. In case the lowest bidder was not accepted, the schools have to provide justification for the rejection. 42. February 5, 2004. What is the effect of suppliers' confidence on procurement process in public secondary schools in Yerrick County? To assess the effect of the suppliers' confidence on procurement process, the respondents were required to indicate the procedures used to determine the suppliers' confidence on the procurement process. The participating suppliers carries a substantial amount of business with the schools. The study revealed that suppliers learn about secondary school teachers through local newspaper. However, the most important source of information was other publicly available tender sources such as the Ministry of Education. The least source of information was through engagement with secondary procurement committees where 5.3 discussion H engagement with secondary schools in Yerrick Central, sub-county practice open tendering as required by the Procurement Act 2010. However, the schools fail to observe critical procedures as required such as advertisement of tender, documentation of the evaluation process and failure to V. E. NFIRM Transpac. Justify rejection of the lowest bidder. This confirmed Transparency International, 2007. VV. Observation that single sourcing of goods, services and works remains a common practice among some schools, while in others, school heads collude with their boards and political leaders to subvert procurement and tendering procedures. In terms of cost, schools always accept lowest bidder, however some schools indicated they do not necessarily accept the lowest bid. While the Kenya Gazette Supplement No. 92, 2006 state that procuring entities should advertise contracts where the lowest bidder in terms of 43. Price will be accepted. Reddy and Berger, 1983, observes that the lowest bidder should not always be deemed qualified to perform the contract. The rejection of the lowest bidder should be justified. The findings reviewed that most schools do not justify such action. Gaining suppliers' confidence to the procurement process is one of the intention of open tendering. Participating suppliers in Yerrick secondary schools were found to supply foodstuff, stationaries, laboratory chemicals and building materials. The major concern of the suppliers is lack of enough technical specification information that may allow them provide required goods and services. As such, the suppliers have to refer to the schools for more information. As so, this confirms that Public Procurement Oversight Authority, 2007, observation that suppliers confidence can be affected by unfamiliar regulations, unfavorable conditions set for participation among others. 5.4 Conclusion of the study. In conclusion, secondary school in Yerrick practice open tendering in procuring goods. However, they do not necessarily follow the laid down procedure as required by the Procurement Act 2010. While the schools avail IT authority, GH advertisement, use of versus informal means such notice boards or consulting the tender committee is still being used by the schools. The quality of goods and services is also not always confirmed as required. It therefore follows that introduction of the open tendering have not adequately improved accountability or improved the quality of goods and services. 44. 5.5 Recommendation of the study. In cases where the school tendering committees don't award tenders to the lowest bidder, justification of rejection of the lowest bidder should be provided. Adherence to procurement regulations should be strengthened to ensure single sourcing of goods, services and works is not commonly practiced among some schools without any justification. 1000 NSW. For suppliers to gain confidence with the system, enough technical specification information should be provided for the required goods and services. If the study suggests a further research in the challenges that hinder the implementation of open tendering by public institution. 45. References. Aik, J.M.M. 2005. Development Partners and Governance of Public Procurement in Kenya. Enhancing Democracy in the Administration of Aid. International Law and Politics, 37, 4, p. 829-868. Arrowsmith, S. 1998. The Problem of Discussions with Tenders under the EC Procurement Directives, the Current Law and the Case of Reform. Public Procurement Law Review, 7, 3, p. 65-82. Asian Development Bank, 2003. Curbing Corruption in Public Procurement in Asia and the Pacific. Available on http://www.eeb.org/site/dante-corruption-37575796.pdf. Retrieved on December 29, 2012. DTIO Bailey, P. Farmer, D. Jessup, D. and Jones, D. 1998, Purchasing Principles and Management, 8th ed. Edinburgh, Prentice Hall. Barrett, P. 2000. Balancing Accountability and Efficiency in a More Competitive Public Sector Environment, Australian Journal of Public Administration, Volume 5903. Bashekar, B. C. and Mugbir, M. I. 2, Measuring Professionalism Variables and Their Implication to Procurement Earns in Uganda. The Third International Public Procurement Conference Press LGS. Pages 58-71. O. Bog, W. and Gall, M. 1989. An Introduction to Educational Research, 5th edition, New York, Longman. Bringerhoff, D.W. 2004. Accountability and Health Systems, Toward Conceptual Clarity and Policy Relevance. Health Policy and Payer, Health, J. and Norman, W. 2004. Stakeholder Theory, Corporate Governance and Public Management. Journal of Business Ethics, 53, 247-265. Hnegan, J. and O. U. Donnell, D. 2007. Governance, Compliance and Legal Enforcement, Evaluating a Recent Irish Initiative. Corporate Governance, 7, 1, 54-265. Hill, C. W. L. and Jones, T. M. 1992. Stakeholder Agency Theory. Journal of Management Studies, 29, 2, 131-154. Jack, R. and A. B. 1983. Three Essentials of Product Quality, Harvard Business Review, pages 157-158. 2007, Public Officers. Integrity Survey. Nairobi. 46. Kanamayo, Y. and Kidakura, 1999. Ordering System for Public Works, ed. Construction Industry in Japan 9, 3, pages 45-98. Kenya Gazette Supplement No. 92, 2006. The Public Procurement and Disposal Regulations. Nairobi, Government of Kenya. Kenya Open Data, 2007. Kenya Secondary Schools 2007 Report. Nairobi, Republic of Kenya. Kenanya N. P., Francis, W. M. and Onyango O. J., 2010. Submission Evaluation of the Rents of the Public Procurement Regulations on Procurement Practices Among Schools in Meseko Division, Kisii County, Kenya. Available yibma.org/proceedings201l/yibma201l/submission63%5bl%5dp on December 30, 2012. KPMG International I, 2008, Governance Survey. Nairobi, KPMG. Laffont, J. J. and Tyrol. J. 1993. A Theory of Incentives in Procurement and Regulation. Cambridge, Mass. Midpress, Lesrids, T. 2011. Corporate governance, legal and regulatory framework. S. Effectiveness in Greece. A. Response. Journal of Financial Regulation and Compliance, 19, 3, 244. Degrees Micro. Lisa, I. 2010. Compliance Culture. A Conceptual Framework. Journal of Management and Organization, 19, 7, p. 7, 0, 2, 7, 1, Ra. Meyer, J.W. and Rowan, B. 1977. Institutionalized Organizations, Formal Structures as Myths and Ceremony. American Journal of Sociology, 83, 2, 342-363. Mugender, O.M. and Mugender, A.G. 2000. Research Methods. Quantitative and Qualitative Approaches. Nairobi, Kenya. Axe Press. Anedvu, R. M., Agutu, D. M. and Wasanga, P. M. 2008. Sustainable Articulation Pathways and Linkages Between Upper Secondary and Higher Education in Africa, paper presented at the Biennial on Education in Africa Workshop, Maputo, Mozambique, May 529, 2008. Mutahi, P. 2005. The Moi Succession, the 2002 Elections in Kenya. Nairobi, Transafrica Press. Nairobi, Transparency International. 47. National Council for Law Reporting, 2010. The Public Procurement and Disposal Act. Nairobi, National Council for Law Reporting. NTAYI, JM, Biabashaja, S, ER, S, NGOMA, M, and Mulira, A. 2010. Social Cohesion, Group Think and Ethical Behavior of Public Procurement Officers, Journal of Public Procurement, 10, 1, pages 68-92. Obanda, W.P. 2010. Fighting Corruption in Tactical Procurement. PhD Dissertation. Udhiambo, W. and Karma, P. 2003. Public Procurement, Lessons from Kenya, Tanzania and Uganda. Available on http://www.eeb.org/dev/technics. Retrieved on December 1st. Enna, T. 2003. Issues concerning the current tendering and contracting systems for public works government auditing review, 10, 25, p. 34-298. Onsongo, Ian Akioga, K.C. Oceano, O.R. and Mongri Degrees, 2012, Challenges Facing Procurement Committees in Implementing the Procurement Act, A Case of Secondary Schools Procurement Committees in Kisii County, Kenya. Elixir MGMT. Arts 48, 2, pages. Erita, 2009. Element of Education and Social Science Research Methods. Masonio, Camestra Publisher. Erita, J.A. 2009. Element of Education and Social Science Research Methods. Masonio, Camestra Publisher. Parker, R. and Bradley, L. 2000. The Organizational Culture in the Public Sector. Evidence from 6 organizations. International Journal of Public Sector Organizations, 13, 2, p. 125. Public Procurement Oversight Authority, 2007. Assessment of the Procurement System in Kenya. Nairobi. PPOA. 9186-9191. Raymond, W.C. 2004. Accountability and Responsibility in Organizations, The Ethics of Discretion 7, Policy in Administration, 13, p. 39-248. Scott, W.R. 2004. Institutional Theory. Insecuria Theory, Thousand Oak, About. Stearman, J.G. and Cooper and K. 1999. A Socio-Economic Theory of Regulatory Compliance. International Journal of Social Economics, 26, February 1, 2003, PL 74-193. Tai, V. 2001. Challenges in Public Procurement. Journal of Public Procurement, 1, 1, 9250. 48. Transparency International, 2010. The Kenya Education Sector Integrity Study Report, 2010. Vian, M., and Collins, S. 2006. Paying for Free You? Healthcare, The Conundrum of Informal Payments in Post-Communist Europe. In Transparency International. In Global Corruption Report, 2006. Special Focus on Corruption and Health, London, Pluto Press, p. 62-71. Wilmshurst, T. and Frost, G. 2000. Corporate Environmental Reporting, A Test of Legitimacy Theory. Accounting, Auditing, and Accountability Journal, 13, LP 10-26. / %. / +0%. 49.